Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody. This is Taryn Daly from The Rock of Seattle 99.9 KISW, and I am joined on the line by Sinister Gates of Avenged Sevenfold. How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'd say 10 out of 10. It's Halloween. People are getting, you know, weird around here. It's great. How about you guys? Are you guys dressing up today?
This is like the first time I haven't gotten a costume, but I'm going to figure out something. Johnny Christ usually throws the big Halloween bash, but haven't heard much from him, so I'm going to have to do a walk-by and throw something through his window if he's not doing anything.
Awesome. I love it. Well, happy Halloween to you, and thanks so much for giving me a ring today. So we got to talk about what you guys pulled last week on us, which was pretty much the coolest thing, the best surprise of my entire life. You guys had been talking about this new album, and we had been seeing the Bat logo all over the world, and then you guys had this 3D live performance set up on Capitol Records, which was streamed live on Facebook, and it was fantastic, by the way. But basically, overnight, you guys kind of punked us and dropped a new album on us.
Well, I hate to use the term punk, but yeah, it was pretty much that. No, we just wanted to do something different. You know, that's the bottom line. Make something an event. What's the coolest thing we could do ever? And a couple of us came up with playing on top of Capitol, surprising the shit out of everybody.
Which, okay, by the way, that was beautiful. It was gorgeous. Just the scenery. Like, I mean, watching that, the colors, everything was amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, we had great teams helping us with all of that. Just unreal people doing some stuff. So, yeah, we were very lucky that it got pulled off. No blown surprises. Just a surreal event.
No kidding. So how many people, like, what did it take to put that on? What kind of a crew were you working with to make that, you know, come to fruition?
Well, definitely a few different components, because we did a few different wild things. So we had our, basically, you know, our show crew headed by Jordan Cooper Smith, our tour manager, Dionne Sepulveda, does a lot of great stuff. But Jordan Cooper Smith worked with, we wanted to do something super unique, not just play up there, but do something that kind of supplemented this record or was representative of this record, some new crazy shit happening. And so he got in, he's like, well, here's a couple of just top-notch companies that are doing really innovative stuff. And Vertigo, actually is part of the Universal Group. They do a virtual reality thing. So the virtual reality aspect, which is totally different, can go on and kind of, it's like you're up there with us. Yeah, it's VRTGO, unreal company. And then there's a Montreal-based company that did the augmented reality, and that's all the crazy colors, and it looks like the building caving in, but it's all, like, real time. So it has to go off without a hitch. That company is called For You to See. Mm-hmm. It's unreal. You know, Jordan Cooper Smith, our guy, his family, he's, like, helping design all this shit. Just an incredible crew. So, yeah, that's kind of the components there, you know, underneath the hood, that's what's happening. And then, you know, Capitol Records and all the people there to support it and figure out stupid things like, you know, how the power is going to get resolved, because mm-hmm. we were blowing breakers left and right. Just everything was set up to not work. And it just all, the stars aligned, and these guys worked their fucking asses off to make it a dream come true.
Well, it was badass. So I do the night show here at KISW. And so I would have you guys, I was watching the live stream, and then I would like pot it down and do a break and then go back over to the live stream. And then I've rewatched it twice since then because it was so magical. I think you guys just pulled off one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And of course, Capitol Records, I mean, that's just like a legendary, you know, location in and of itself. But the view from up top must have been just insane for you guys.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. We were all able to have presence of mind up there. I kind of talked about this with the band, and it was really cool. We were definitely nervous walking up, but you have this state of transcendence once you get up there, because you don't have to start running around. You're kind of just sitting there, and you're so we're used to having to play while we run around like crazy and you're concentrating on different elements. But this was just really calm and kind of collected. And so we got to really enjoy it, which we didn't think we would. We thought we'd decompress after traveling to New York that night, then coming back to L.A. that night and doing a bunch of press. We didn't think we were going to get that decompression until like today.
But we
really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was great.
Well, my hat's off to you guys. That was seriously one of the coolest things in rock and roll I've ever seen. And then lo and behold, now we have the stage. We don't have to wait until like Christmas to get your new album. It's already here. And that first single, the title track, The Stage, when we got it here, my office mate Ryan goes, you got to hear this song. It's crazy. And I'm a super progressive rock nerd, and I'm telling you, when you come in at that intro, like, I was about to start weeping. It is one of the coolest modern like tracks I have heard that is from such a progressive, you know, standpoint, I guess. What was the vision behind that song?
Well, definitely a couple of different ones. We kind of were jamming around with that intro. We jammed a lot on this record. We knew we wanted to make a cool intro track that had kind of an epic guitar sort of thing. And so I started jamming around with that. And then we kind of had this idea to blend. I won't tell you the first one, but the second one is kind of like the THX, you know, when you're sitting down to watch a movie, how it just kind of sets you up and has a sendy sort of thing. But we wanted it to sound modern and kind of fit in with the record. And then so musically, you know, it was kind of a few of the ideas I had or whatever, but Shad's ideas with the lyrical content to really set it up, to set the stage, no pun intended, and I promise that's not a ubiquitous quote that I've been using like crazy. That's the first time.
I love
first
it.
Bad joke. Anyway, but yeah, like it to me completely sets the stage for the rest of the record, and it's got a very human element, which is a little bit different than some of the rest of the themes and concepts on the record, but it still ties in, and we're really proud of it. I hate to sound like I'm, you know, being too braggadocious here or whatever, but just super proud of how everything unfolded, and just really excited to see it out now, because we had to keep that fucking thing a secret for so long, and with the team and everybody, I mean, they just really did an incredible job.
Oh, man. And, you know, in this day and age with social media and leaks and everything like that, to keep something a secret the way that you guys did is almost impossible. So, bravo. That was incredible. We were totally blown away. So thank you for freaking us out with all of that. It was just awesome. You know, the whole thing was so well done. Now, and being that you guys have done... Oh, of course. And being that you guys have done, you know, some pretty big things, you've toured with some of the biggest bands in the world. You actually played our Pain in the Grass just a couple of years ago, Pain 2013. And, you know, who's maybe on your to-do list? Like, what can we expect maybe? Who are you guys, like, knocking on doors and trying to set up tours with for the future?
There's a ton of people. I mean, I don't want to sit and speculate now. I mean, there's just so many great bands. You just have to, like, right now, it's just been concentrating on getting this record out because, you know, everybody literally has been, we haven't been fucking sleeping. We're just waiting for the news that it's leaked and it doesn't work. And, you know, nobody's, you're just waiting for all these bad news, the bad news to happen. And it really hasn't. So we're just going to kind of do some press here, hang and, figure out our tours, figure out the set design for our tours in the UK and Europe, which we're really excited about. And that's what's Disturbed. And that's definitely a band, that you dream to tour with and take out, and we've been on tour with them before. They're family and stuff. So, so we're doing one of them, and then we'll figure all that out after we you know, what we're going to do in the States when we decompress. But we definitely have some pretty next level ideas. We think at this point, but it's definitely at the conceptual level right now.
Oh, great. Well, first of all, I have to say we really look forward to having you guys back in Seattle. So please, please come back and dazzle us again. So I guess maybe my final question is, what was it like having Brooks Wackerman? This is his first record with you guys. I'm a huge Bad Religion fan, so I remember when the news broke that he was going to be leaving Bad Religion, but then I heard he was going to be playing with you guys, and like it was okay. You know, I made peace with it. What was it like having a new drummer with like a little bit of that, you know, punk, you know, just gritty punk gallops and things of that nature? What was his style like in contributing to the new record?
It was incredible. He definitely brought about an entirely new energy. We did a lot of jamming on this record, and so when we get stuck, you know, which we always have at certain points, you know, record writing, you get the, you know, the writer's block or whatever, he really came through. There weren't many days with writer's block with that guy around, because it's just so refreshing to get, you know, this new artist and to find out, like, we've been listening to him. The reason he was hired is because of a project he did when he was 16 with Infectious Grooves. The album's called Groove Family Psycho. And it's not technically that crazy, but it's some of the most like tasty sort of drumming or catchy drumming that we've ever heard. And so and it's completely juxtaposed to what we do, but we thought, this guy can do whatever. And obviously the punk stuff, and we wanted to do some faster shit. But when he came in here, the sheer artistry and the technical wonder, I have to be honest, we had no clue that the dude is just next level. And he really helped us to create some really new and refreshing ideas and energies that we had never used before. It was an incredible experience.
Well, that's really great to hear. The new album, The Stage, from Avenged Sevenfold, is available now. Rockaholics, go pick it up. It's amazing. Sinister Gates, thank you from the bottom of my heart for hanging out today, and congrats on all the success for Avenged Sevenfold.
Wow, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. We'll get up there soon.
Hey, thanks. We appreciate it. Take care.
All right, you too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.